people can't pass a hitman.
Thursday, which means it's Throwback Thursday on SB Nation AM. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
So it is a Throwback Thursday today. 1972 is the year. On this date, the Israeli hostage crisis at the Munich Olympic Games captivated the world and brought that tragedy to the living rooms. ABC brought that tragedy into the living rooms of America. People horrified at what they were seeing. It changed the it brought politics into the Olympics. It brought terror into the Olympics. The Olympics always had that sort of political angle anyway, but this really was brought to life in 1972. So the music of 1972 leading us into the show today. We are going to get predictions now that we have reached the start of the NFL season. So we're going to give.
I can't believe it's here.
I know it's here. It's here. It's so great.
It's like that anticipation. I'm waiting for it all summer long, all year long. And then it's finally here, and it's like, okay, we're ready to go.
Ready to go. So we're going to give our division, who we think is going to win the divisions, and then our wild card predictions for the upcoming season. So let's start in the AFC. And let's start with the easy one, the East. Because I don't think Buffalo, Miami,
Dolphins!
Or the Jets have any chance. And you know why they don't have any chance? Because for the last 17 years, they have stunk.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sorry. You know, I know some have popped up every now and then, but for the most part, they've stunk. Patriots will win the East. Now, will they win the East going away? Well, I don't know. Maybe the Dolphins, not the Dolphins, the Buffalo Bills put a decent team together, but I doubt it. Maybe Sam Darnold plays well. I doubt it.
I think they're fine.
I think they're going to cruise through.
I think they're going to be okay.
The AFC North was a little tricky for me. I'm a Steelers fan, so I know the deficiencies of my own team better than a lot. I know that the Baltimore Ravens are really excited about Lamar Jackson finally taking over the offense full time, you know, just quarterback from day one. And that's different than taking over and adjusting an offense, which they did very well. But still, that's the transition. No transition now. He is the guy. And they added some nice pieces on defense. I gave the division, though. I still give it to the Steelers.
Okay.
So I still think the Steelers will win the division.
This is where I differed for you. I might be drinking Kool-Aid. I might be drinking a whole lot of brown and orange Kool-Aid.
All right.
Because
all right.
I don't know. I just feel that I think once they catch fire, they're going to be, it's going to be hard to put them out.
I agree with that completely. I think when this team wins games, and I haven't checked their schedule, so I'm just, you know, but
right.
when they win some games that, they, you know, where you would say, boy, that's going to be a tough game. They're going up against the Chiefs, or they're going up against the Patriots, or whoever it is. I mean, again, I haven't looked at their schedule. Steelers are obviously on it. But when they win some big games where you would think, okay, they're not quite ready to beat that team, and they do, that confidence is going to be sky high, and I think it carries them a lot of wins this season. That is the one danger about the Browns. I think when they get confidence and get rolling, that's a great point.
Yeah, and I think that's going to happen earlier in the season than we think. I think by week three, week four, you know, I think they'll probably be say by week four, they might be 3-1. I'm not sure who they're playing. I didn't even check their schedule, but I just have this feeling like once Baker Mayfield figures out how to use Jarvis Landry, how to use Odell Beckham Jr., how to use I can't pronounce the tight end's name, Nyoko or
yeah,
whatever. Sorry. I think once he figures out all those weapons, they're going to be entertaining. And they got a great defense.
Yeah, they do have a good defense.
They have a good defense. So we can't slight that either.
So I agree the danger of the Cleveland Browns. And it's going to be a very tough division. I think the Ravens aren't going away either. Cincinnati's on the bottom, but I think between those three teams.
But for the first time in a long time, the AFC North looks competitive again.
Yeah.
You probably have enjoyed the fruits of it not being competitive.
Well, yeah, especially when Cincinnati's down, because it's only then another team you just got to beat. Right?
Yeah. But you got three teams that can make a good argument.
The AFC South. Now, I toyed with this a little bit because I thought, oh, let's be daring. Let me pick, because with Indianapolis down without Andrew Luck, I threw them out. And then I said, ooh, let me go with Tennessee. Let me think about them. But then there was something about Tennessee that made me go, not quite ready. I thought about Jacksonville and Nick Foles. And I think if there's a quarterback that could really change the direction of a franchise, it will be Nick Foles at Jacksonville. But in the end, man, I couldn't pull the trigger, and I went with Houston. I think Houston is a safe bet to win the South.
I think I did the same exact thing. I mean, immediately when you see the, you know, you look at the division, Colts, you just throw out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I
wish you nothing but the best for Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, but yeah.
Or Jacoby Brissett. I wish nothing but the best for him. I hope that he has a fantastic season. I just don't, without Andrew Luck, I just don't see it happening. You know, I did the same thing. I want to pick the Titans. I really do. I'm with you on this. You're probably sitting there saying, you know, maybe it's their turn.
Right. Maybe it is their turn because they're not a bad football team.
They're not.
They really had a good defense last year.
They are a Marcus Mariota toenail being pulled off from just sucking.
Yeah, completely.
And that's always what happens.
And don't give me the Ryan Tannehill look good in preseason stuff. Yeah. I'm not. No.
We've seen that boat.
I've seen that play before. I just think in the end it'll be Houston. I think their offensive line is better. Deshaun Watson is great. J.J. Watt is obviously awesome. Even without Jadeveon Clowney, I think this is still a good, really good defense. Secondary is a little bit of a concern, but I think overall I like the way Houston looks. I can't pull the trigger on Jacksonville or Tennessee just yet to win this division over the Texans. So I think it's going to be the Texans.
Now, we should do like a midseason report. It's like, right. Let's change it up.
Yeah, let's change it up. Like save these and let's see where we're at. Let's see where we're at when we do it. AFC West. Between Kansas City and the Chargers, I think it's a flip a coin thing because again, Chargers stayed right with them. But in the end, I like the Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs to win the division.
Me too.
Yeah, I was waiting.
You know, I have to. I think this division is going to play out exactly like it did last year. The Chiefs are going to get all the attention, all the notice because, you know, they got the MVP on their team. He probably will throw for 50 plus touchdowns again. To who? I don't know because that was what he did last year. We didn't really. I mean, I know some went to Tyreek Hill, some went to Travis Kelce. I don't know who all the others went to. The Chiefs are going to gain all the attention. They're going to gain the national attention for the AFC. And the Chargers are just going to sit there drafting right behind them.
I saw some odds that Vegas has put out, and Patrick Mahomes is a 4-1 favorite to win the MVP. That is really impressive when you think, like Peyton Manning won back-to-back MVPs, but it usually doesn't go that way. If he's able to pull that off, how remarkable is that given that you now have enough film on Mahomes to sort of put something together. And if he wins the MVP, it means that's nobody was able to put something together, right? I mean, now there's enough to see what his deficiencies are, where you can attack him. But if he covers that up and repairs all that, and he does win the MVP again, he's off to superstardom land. He's off to $50 million a year land when his contract comes up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, whenever the salary cap is going to be by the time that happens, when he gets his extension, I mean, who knows what that number is going
or
to be.
Or if he decides to hold out next year.
Right, sure, why not, right?
Could happen next
year. If he wins back-to-back MVPs, right? Like, that'll be year three. I mean, that's unbelievable. All right, wild cards. Okay, the fifth wild card for me, the first one in, were the Chargers, just like last year. They were the Chargers. I think it's going to be a repeat of last year. I think both of these – Derwin James' injury is a concern. I don't think Melvin Gordon is going to be that much of a factor for their success. I think the Chargers are still going to be right behind Kansas City most of the way, if not all the way, and I think they're the first wild card in.
Yep, and I'll say this, that they'll have a better record than probably I'll say at least two of the division winners.
Yep. Yeah, true. That's right.
And they'll be playing on the road.
And they'll be playing on the road.
And then we have to keep our fingers crossed again. That somehow, some way, they're able to host.
Yeah, exactly.
If they do host, they'll host. The only thing they could host would be the AFC Championship.
So my number six. Yeah, that's right. I can't wait. I hope they host the AFC Championship game. My number six wild card team. Okay, you got to hear me out a little bit on this because I did some real thinking. I didn't just throw this.
You're not allowed
team
to do
there.
That. You're not.
I know.
To think.
You're supposed to just throw these out, right? Just like a rough draft of a novel. Just throw it on paper and then deal with it later. But I actually put some thought into this. Now I went to the AFC East and I said I don't think any of those teams are going to contend for their wild card. I don't think even if Buffalo has a good year, we're talking like 7-9 good year, maybe 8-8 good year. So I threw everybody out there. Then I got to the AFC North. Now I like Baltimore a lot and I like Cleveland and I think both of those teams are going to have a good year. And I said, okay, hold on to two of those and let's see where we go from here. Then I went to the rest of the AFC West. No chance. I don't think Denver gets in and I don't think the Raiders get in. So then I went to the South and I said, okay, Let me take a team out of the AFC South that will be right there at contention with a decent record for the wild card, and I took the Titans. So now I went Titans, Browns, Ravens. Now hear me out on this. I chose the Titans, but there's a reason why.
Yeah, okay.
I think there's enough attrition in the AFC North to bring the Ravens and the Browns down enough that the Titans win enough games to beat them out for the wild card spot.
Okay.
That's my logic. I don't think the Titans are a better team. I just think in that tough, beat-up division that is better, and maybe even Cincinnati beats one of these teams along the way, and they shouldn't, but maybe they do, that there's just enough that it throws them off a touch, and I think the Titans win enough games to win that division, to win that wild card spot, that final wild card spot. But I don't think the Titans are better than either one of those teams. That's my logic.
No, I get what you're saying. That you're banking on the fact that the Browns and the Ravens will beat up on each other enough.
With Pittsburgh.
The whole AFC North will beat up each other enough that the Titans are just able to slide right in there because they got, I'm not going to say two cupcake games, but you know, we're both in agreement that the Colts are not who aren't anything without Andrew Luck. The Jaguars, first year quarterback. Even though he's had success, still first-year quarterback.
Right, and I think the Titans' defense is decent. And I think the Titans' defense is enough for them to steal a few more games than people originally predict. So that's where I'm heading.
That's a bold move, Cotton.
It's a bold move, because I do like the Browns and the Ravens a lot.
All right, for my wild card, I went Steelers.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's number six?
Yeah, number six. I mean, I had Browns.
Good, I'm glad they're at least in.
Yeah, no, it's Big Ben. He knows how to win games. He knows how to propel his team. He knows how to utilize the people around him and make them better. That defense, Pittsburgh and defense is go together like peanut butter and jelly. I know they had a time where they didn't have a great defense, but it's hard to remember a time when they didn't have a great defense.
Right.
They always seem to have somebody noteworthy that impacts the entire game. And I just think, they may not be able to put up as many points as they have in the past now that that Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell have moved on. But I don't think they're going to need to. Even though Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning, and Phillip Rivers, we all say this about them, they're all in the same draft. Only one of those quarterbacks has dropped drastically. The other two are still going strong. And barring major injury, can see them going for at least another 2-3 years.
All right, the NFC, when we come back, and if you want to hit us up on Twitter with your thoughts, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, Ron with two N's. Hey, give us your thoughts, your predictions, or are we insane with ours? That's coming up. We'll get to the NFC next on SB Nation Radio.
It's Thursday, which means it's Throwback Thursday on SB Nation AM. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
This one, climbing the charts in 1972.
Don't ask.
What is this?
It's called Hot Butter Popcorn.
Hot Butter Popcorn. That was just a song? That's all this was?
This is it.
There's no lyrics?
No.
Hot Buttered Popcorn, great with salt. Hot buttered popcorn, great with... What? Nothing? Wow. It's catchy.
I think this is the beginning of the drug era.
Yeah, maybe so.
I'm taking a wild guess.
No wonder the 70s had a dark complexion to it of depression and sadness. Prepare for road trips before your travels begin. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simple preventative maintenance before you go will ensure a safe journey. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, so we're continuing our NFL predictions. Now we're moving on to the NFC. So the NFC East, with Ezekiel Elliott coming back to the Dallas Cowboys, is very tempted to take them. 10-6 last season. But I think the Eagles are loaded up. And barring an injury to Carson Wentz, I think they win the NFC East. I think the Cowboys are behind them, but I think they win the NFC East. The Phillies are loaded. They look really good this year.
No, I did the exact same thing.
So I will take the Eagles.
I think it's the Eagles' division to lose.
I agree. I think the Cowboys, though, I mean, no slouch there. I mean, the Dallas is a good team. But I don't know. There's something about the Eagles. I think the way they look, the way they are, I think they're ready to go. I like everything that's coming out of Philadelphia. So I picked them to win the NFC East. All right, now the NFC North. You drinking the Bears Kool-Aid?
I am.
Are you?
I am. It's Khalil Mack.
Yeah, it is Khalil Mack.
It's Khalil Mack. I honestly, I look at this Bears team, and I look at, I think about, was it the 2015 Broncos?
Yes, right. That's, great defense.
That's what I look at.
Yep.
That's what I'm looking at. Mitchell Trubisky just does just enough not to screw up.
And I agree with that. I picked the Bears, too. I looked around, and I looked at their team, and I know it's Mitch Trubisky. And I'm not as high on him as I should be with other quarterbacks. Quarterbacks will win the division and contend for a Super Bowl. But I think he does enough good things right that the Bears defense will shine through. And I think you're right about that. This has a very similar look to the Broncos of 2015 that never really looked dominant on offense. And then as Manning's injuries started to really plague the team and they had to go with Brock Osweiler, always a question there at quarterback, but the defense always kept him in games. And I think that's where the Bears are. And that's why I picked them to win the NFC North. It was tough. I like Minnesota. I really do. But I picked the Bears to win the NFC North. All right. The NFC South. We might have the same NFC because I picked the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. This one was never even a contest.
Yeah.
This is like picking the Patriots in the East.
Yeah. Again, it's because, you know, the Panthers. The Panthers have got a good team when Cam Newton's healthy, and Atlanta is supposed to be better with the coming off the injuries. They were really injury plagued last year, really badly, and that's why they went 7-9. I mean, everybody who watched the Falcons knew they got beat up everywhere, especially on defense. But even with those two teams healthy, the Saints should win this division.
I think in large part too with the Saints. I mean, I've said it all time. All day this week, or every minute of the hour this week, anytime we're talking about the Saints, they're playing with the largest chip on their shoulder I've ever seen.
I agree completely, and I think there's something to that.
That's bulletin board material. If they don't have it just painted in their locker room somewhere, or, you know, just the play itself, you know, just a big photo of, I'm already forgetting the receiver's name, just getting leveled before the ball gets there. This was the easiest pick in the NFC.
How could you not, right? I mean, every team goes into the training camp knowing, hey, look, we want to win a Super Bowl. But some players know that they're not going to win a Super Bowl. But you know what? It's still the goal, and it's still something to work for. But you can look around your own team and say, yeah, we got some problems here or there. I'm smart enough in this business to know we really have some issues. If we're going to win a Super Bowl, it's going to take a miracle. That's not the case in New Orleans. They know they're really good. They should have gone to the Super Bowl. They come relatively intact, right, from the same team. How are they not? I mean, just how does that not affect you from going, we got to get right back to where we were and go win that thing and win that particular game? Now, look, and we said it at the time, there were a lot of mistakes the Saints made in that game after that call that they shouldn't have made, right? They continued to throw the ball when they should have been more clock management. Still, the defense should have done something to prevent the Rams from going down the field and kicking a game-tying field goal. Breeze threw that pick that led to the Rams getting the score to win the game outright. But that call really did go a long way in preventing them to go to Atlanta. I think you're right. I think the chip on the shoulder is real. NFC West. I was tempted to take the Seahawks.
I just don't see
but
enough
I'm
on
not
their offense yet.
With the Rams.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald, Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, Sean McVay, this very potent team. And no, there is no exposure from the Super Bowl. I think they were in over their heads. This is still a team that's going to put up a lot of points. They're going to throw the ball around. They're going to score. Their defense is going to be good. I like the Seahawks. I think the addition of Jadeveon Clowney could make them a monster D, but I'm taking the Rams.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence with the Seahawks. I'm with you.
Me too.
I'm taking the Rams as well. I like the addition of Clowney, but we're still far removed from the Legion of Doom or
right.
Legion of Boom.
Legion of Boom.
And I just don't know much about their offense yet. I haven't seen an established running game with them for a while.
Oh, that's very true. Right.
You know, that kind of worries me that you're going to trust in Russell Wilson. You got to trust everything in Russell Wilson. So, I mean, the Seahawks are a close second in this division, but I still think the Rams run away with it. I like the 49ers.
I do too. I was thinking about them as well.
I think that, you know, it's a young group who are just arrogant enough not to understand their role in the NFL. and could mess things
up. The problem with the Niners is I haven't seen any Jimmy Garoppolo 49ers action, right? Because he got hurt very early in the season. And I haven't seen what that really is going to look like before I went, let me buy in on that as a winning the division over the Rams kind of team. But that could be a very, very interesting development. That division, I think, is going to be tougher for the Rams this year than last year. Obviously, if Garoppolo stays healthy.
Definitely.
All right, wild card number five, I put the Dallas Cowboys.
Same here.
I put the Dallas Cowboys. I just... Look,
they got their three.
They got their three, and that team's direction changed when they acquired Amari Cooper. They were looking really bad, and then Cooper came aboard. They started winning and winning games, and then they made the playoffs, had that win, and then the loss to the Rams. I like them.
Same thing for me is like once yesterday morning happened, as you heard live on this show.
That's right.
I knew right then. I was like, all right, this is a playoff team now. I didn't know so much beforehand because I didn't know if I could, because I'm still, although I think Dak is good, I don't know how good he really is.
Yeah, that's the only problem. I know. I'm with you. So. Wild card number six. There were a lot to choose from for me. I mean, again, I could have went to the South and chose Carolina, could have gone to the West and chose Seattle, who I almost picked to win the division, and I could have gone to the North and picked Minnesota. And in the end, I picked Minnesota. I picked the Vikings at number six.
I went with the Panthers.
Panthers. I had no reasoning like that I had with the Titans.
Yeah.
No, like, here's my elaborate plan. I just went with the Vikings because I like them.
For me, it's if Cam Newton can stay healthy, I think that makes a difference.
Yeah, and that would make Christian McCaffrey a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very true. Those are our NFC predictions coming up. We're going to talk Raiders and the inside look on training camp with cameras and microphones rolling. How did the Raiders react and what is so special about this season anyway? Dieter Kurtenbach of the Bay Area News Group joins us next, SB Nation Radio.